Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
On the dive,
I was hoping somebody'd step up and go, oh, yeah, I'd like to go to see
okay. Who's doing that?
Nobody dove on the grenade.
Come on, you get to go in the old high school. And
never been in there. Well, that's not true.
You're going to the old art gala?
The art gala at the old high school.
Is it a black tie affair?
I'm going like this, so if it is, that's going to be embarrassing. No, this is day two of it.
Why are you going?
Because my wife wants to go.
Ah, okay.
Is stuff for sale, or is it just to look?
I don't know.
Isn't there a football game today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I already said I want to be back in time to watch the Bills game. So that's why we got to get this stupid podcast over with, so we could watch the Bills game.
Wow. What if I would want to go to that?
My wife.
Is it local artists or?
I'm sure. I'm sure it's not more than that. We're talking about Medina, New York, and what nationally renowned artist is coming to Medina, New York to put up artwork in an old high school?
Van Gogh.
Right. I don't think he's coming. That would be amazing if he was, though.
Well, he's Walking Dead.
we're going to get corrected on our history from now on. Did you see that?
What happened?
One of our good cousin Todd corrected our historical inaccuracies from the last podcast.
What was it? Was it the...
What historical things were going on?
What's his name was 47. Is that even possible? Who?
Brando?
Brando.
I'm sure he looked it up. It ain't like Todd knew it. He looked it up.
Yeah, that's...
You know, if somebody wanted to start a show where they correct all the dumb stuff we say, it'd probably be longer than this show. It'd
probably be more successful than this show.
He said, all right, Marlon Brando was 47 when Godfather was filmed. The lead-in story from New York Times was actually quite impressive. Janis Joplin was more the 60s. I think she died in 71. Get a clue, you knuckleheads.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, well, her popularity was in the 70s.
I said, listen, it's not like we have a historian in our group, and it's not like we have instant access to Google at all times. Most importantly, it's not like any of us are that bright.
That's the most true thing you said.
Hey, Wilford Brimley was 49 when he did the Cocoon movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was a big movie.
Yeah. It was a big movie, but he was playing like some guy in a retirement home. Of course, we have a guy that's 50-something. He acts like he's about 90.
This talks about doing seasonal podcasting, pros and cons.
Right.
But it says that's why.
This is the worst show in the world.
This is why. But it says.
How old are celebrities and how can we stop sucking at podcasting?
Yeah, but it says that that's
he's
why
on
TV
a completely different
it.
Topic.
We should have taken the summer off.
Did anybody notice that Stubb brought up Wilford Brimley? Anybody notice? Anybody pick up on that? He didn't throw that out there. That wasn't something that was just dangling around in his head.
You know what he was hoping to do?
I
he
didn't know we were even recording.
We've been on for 4 minutes. He wanted one of us to say the word diabetes, so then it was our fault.
Well, it worked.
What? Did Wilford Brimley have something to do with diabetes?
All right, I got a question for you.
All right,
hey, can we go through some very scientific poll data that we've collected?
You got some? All right, go for it.
All right.
Is it up on your phone and ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I took screenshots of the different polls. All right, so... If you'll remember from our episode a couple of episodes ago, what was it called? Brocks or Beefs, Fight the Tays?
Yes.
Because three out of five of us have never worn boxer briefs. Did anybody rectify that situation?
No.
No, I actually went last night. when I was in Walmart, I was looking at them, and I just can't buy it. I can't get myself to do it.
Wow. So I asked, what's the best type of men's underwear? The options were briefs, boxers, boxer briefs, and nothing at all. In last place were the briefs at 8%.
Oh, boxer briefs?
No.
Briefs.
Briefs.
Oh, just like the whitey-tighties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tighty-whiteys.
Whatever.
Coming in ahead of briefs at 14% was nothing at all. At 23% was your boxers. 55% was boxer briefs.
I got to try them, I guess.
People have spoken.
203 votes, not a horrible sample size.
I got to try them. 203 votes, none of them listening to our show.
I don't like change. I'm just saying. Huh?
None of those voters listening to our show.
I asked, if you could only pick one movie genre forever, what would you pick? Action, horror, drama, or comedy? Only got 21 votes. Not a big deal. Comedy came in first at 52%.
That's dumb.
Those are all just sympathy votes.
Horror at 24%, action at 14%, drama at 10%.
That's stupid.
I asked, is college worth the expense?
You know what?
No.
I'm glad these people aren't listening. They're stupid anyways.
Are they as stupid as Roach?
Well, unless you are listening, and then you're not stupid.
I asked if college was worth the expense. 64% said no, 36% said yes, with 89 votes.
Well, so we know a lot of stupid people are listening to our podcast.
Then from our last episode, where we debated...
This is the question that just really pisses me off.
We debated what the best movie from 1994 was.
Yeah, okay, great question. I think it's a good question.
Two of us were right.
The options were Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Which is a very good movie.
Forrest Gump.
Very good movie.
The Lion King.
Very good movie.
Sorry.
Oh, that's nice.
No wonder nobody listens.
Sorry, kid allergies. Did I say The Lion King?
Yeah,
yeah. You did.
Okay. And last but not least, Pulp Fiction.
Yep. All good movies. Can't argue with that.
We had 1,646 votes.
That's what just pisses me right off.
Because we only had 1,500 listens. It's like, where are those extra 100 people?
In last place, Forrest Gump with 21%. Second to last was Pulp Fiction at 24%.
Wow, The Lion King even beats out Pulp Fiction.
Lion King came in at 27%. And The Shawshank Redemption came in first at 28%.
Which was the best movie on that list.
No, I told you.
Gotta admit, those are all pretty close numbers, though.
They're all good movies.
There's no runaway.
There's no way Lion King
beats
Pulp Fiction.
Come on, that's sad when The Lion King beats Pulp Fiction.
I would not.
I don't think it's sad. Lion King was a great movie.
There's a lot
known
of
as one of the greatest animated movies of all time.
There's
so.
A lot of people would watch Pulp Fiction and not want to watch it.
Right, because girls can't handle Pulp Fiction.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
There's an older generation.
Look, I'm talking about men who might be girls who can't handle Pulp Fiction. You know, like grumpy old men who can't handle.
I like Pulp Fiction.
Well, then why are you dissing on it?
It wasn't as good as Shawshank.
Did you know? Well, I'm sure Grumpy Old Man knows
Shawshank
this. Because
is good, but
Shawshank
good.
Is good. That's a tough one to argue, but...
Grumpy Old Man's only watched The Lion King about 3,000 times in the last month.
At least.
Did you know that out of the 5 songs nominated that year for Best Original Song, Elton John was nominated for 3 of them for The Lion King?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know he did The Lion King song. So.
How could you not know that?
I haven't seen that movie and...
Yeah, once your kids get to a certain age.
It's not... Listen, as bad as Pulp Fiction is, it's funny. Oh, even The Lion King beat Pulp Fiction. As bad as Pulp Fiction is, I'll watch that if it's on TV. Yeah. I'm not watching The Lion King if it pops up on TV.
See, I can't watch Pulp Fiction again. One time is good.
Do
you know Elton John made Disney bring in an actual lion while he played piano so that he could get in the mood of the Lion King?
Oh, my Lord.
They just had a lion walking around.
They're doing an Elton John movie? That just seems weird to me.
They're doing a like a CGI Lion King too.
All right, here's a question for you. Movie like news.
Live action animals.
All right. You're
How could they do that?
They did it with the Jungle Book.
Huh. Okay.
Your identical clone knocks at your door. What do you do?
Say, hey, you're good looking. Good looking fella. Come on in.
Offer him a Mountain Dew.
I don't know. I don't know. Would you look at somebody who looked like you and think...
No, identical. They show up and they say, I am your clone.
I'd be like, identical clone. Good. Can you go to the... To the art show?
I'm retired. He's going to work for me tomorrow.
Yeah, are they excited to do dumb things? Would they go to work for me every day?
I mean, they're identical to you. So I'd say if you're not excited to go to work, then I don't think they're going to be either.
All right, so he'd be too smart for me to outsmart him. Too good looking for me to out good look at him. And have a penis too large for me to out penis large him.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So I guess that's it.
Oh
what
my.
What could I do?
You finally met a foe who's equally matched.
Could you imagine the increase of deliveries to the house if two just
went out of there? I think it would be that would be the greatest thing on the face of the planet.
I think it would scare the crap out of you.
How I would feel. I would be
scared
out.
To death, and then I would go, okay, you're going to work for me tomorrow.
It would be great if they did what you said.
From here on out, you're going to work for me.
Yeah, and you're
going to... Why does it... You always want slaves, Roach. Everything we talk about,
me.
You want
it's
slaves.
It's my clone.
And you want slaves.
He's getting a job at night, too.
Is he going to walk like a cripple if he's like
he you? He might.
Did you see him walking yesterday?
Oh, my God. You guys should have seen it. Like the first time I got a glimpse of him was I go to pick him up, and he shuts his door. I'm not thinking anything of it. Then he starts... hobbling over to me, and I'm like, holy crap.
He looks like a weeble, you know, kind of walking. Oh. A walking weeble, but you know if he falls down, he ain't getting back up.
The sciatica is kicking your butt.
That is what
it is. A little
is.
Better this morning, or no?
It's getting better.
Yeah, he says it's getting better, but you got to watch him walk. So, hey, when the podcast is over today, let's all just watch him walk out to his car.
We went to a bunch of places, and I said, let's park as far away as we can.
What are you doing for it? Is your wife giving you some deep tissue massages or something?
There's not a lot to do.
There's nothing. He's just suffering.
All right, here's the next question.
Why are we doing this podcast?
So if we're back during the times of dinosaurs, and there were 10,000 humans on Earth, do you think that we would have survived past the dinosaurs, or do you think we would have ended up extinct?
Well, it depends
on
what
dinosaurs go extinct.
Yeah.
What technology level are we at?
Caveman and an asteroid.
I don't think we're surviving the asteroid.
Well, other animals did.
Yeah, well, we were cavemen, though, right?
Only 10,000 of us?
Only 10,000 of us.
Because we need more
versus dinosaurs.
We need higher numbers.
Oh, I think we could.
But we're smarter than dinosaurs, though.
We're cavemen.
Are we?
We weren't that smart.
I mean, we're smarter than a dinosaur.
Well, they're still the smartest animal on Earth.
Right. They'd
still be the smartest animal on Earth, right?
Well, yeah. Did they make it?
Who?
The cavemen?
They weren't there.
Yeah,
we're
there, us.
Ding dong.
But are they saying, but aren't they, do they say cavemen live with dinosaurs, or are we after dinosaurs?
No, we're at the same time as dinosaurs.
No, in reality.
Oh, in reality, no.
We weren't there with dinosaurs.
No.
That's what he Dingbat's asking over there. I'm not asking it.
Yeah, did you see the stories of T-Rex dodging?
You ever check out that documentary, The Flintstones?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you go to one of those Christian, they show people riding dinosaurs. Those what is that thing that Christian? What do they call that?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
There's a name.
No one
for
help
it.
Him. No one help him.
I can't give any help. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, the
Christian. Just to clarify, not all Christians believe.
No.
People riding dinosaurs.
This is a group.
There is a group that's.
I just can't think of the name of it.
That it's like the world is only 5,000 years old.
Yes,
or something like
and
that.
They show it shows they have at the.
It's like a museum.
Yes, yeah. And they have people on dinosaurs.
Yep.
And I can't think of the name of it. I mean, I can't help it. You guys are
stupid. If only we had Google. If only there was a Google box.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, remember when Staples had that This Is Easy button? Is Staples even open anymore? Haven't most of those office supply stores closed?
I don't know how any stores are open anymore.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was just a Google button?
I just got a text from Cousin Johnny. Were you guys talking about anything?
No. Right.
I feel bad for Roach. I had two surgeries for that issue. He looked rough walking in today.
He is looking rough.
So the dinosaur thing. I think we need more numbers. We need like.
Why do we need more numbers?
We could have a trillion people and we're not going to survive an asteroid.
No, because
there's levels.
All cavemen are not created equal here. There's still going to be the Ryans running around, and they're all going to be dead. And you need a certain amount of to pass on the DNA. You can't just have three people. And
yeah, here it is. It's the Creation Museum in Kentucky.
Do you think they'd want to sponsor the show?
I'm thinking no.
Send them an email. See what they say.
What a shocker. The Creation Museum's in Kentucky.
Well, there goes Kentucky.
Wow.
Stubbs just no holds barred anymore.
You know what? Kentucky's not listening anyway.
He's in a really bad mood with our most recent number, so he's just intentionally sabotaging every moment of this podcast.
Well, if we're dependent on Kentucky listeners, the show's done. I don't even think Kentucky knows what a podcast is anyway.
Oh, boy.
If you're from Kentucky and you know what a podcast is, let us know.
Oh. Don't we have relatives in Kentucky?
Yeah, we do.
Good good people.
They're good. There's a few good ones there.
Good, hardworking people.
They're probably not listening, so, you know, they're not that good.
All right, ready? Here's a question for you. Speed round.
Speed round?
Would you rather live in Hawaii or Alaska?
Hawaii.
I think Alaska. No.
No.
I'm going to go. I hate the heat, though.
The 16 hours of dark will eventually just make you want to jump off a bridge somewhere.
Yeah, well, people do live there, and they don't jump off bridges.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I do think they have the highest suicide rate of any state.
No, I believe it's Montana.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah. Close enough.
Why Montana?
Yeah. Yeah, how do you know this?
I don't know. I just saw it somewhere.
Do we have a producer? How are we on a state? How are we on a question for 30 seconds before we went to jumping off bridges?
All right, I'm looking.
I believe it's Montana. I forget the reason I just read.
Roach, would you move to Montana?
Yeah. Why not?
He didn't even get it.
What's the average temperature of Hawaii?
Hot.
Is it hot? I mean, it's
warmer
in the ocean.
Than my house.
I would love to see Alaska, but I could not handle the whatever it is, 16, 20 hours of complete darkness.
The average daytime temperature in Hawaii at sea level is 85 degrees in the summer.
That's
in
not
the
horrible.
Winter, the average daytime temperature is 78.
That ain't bad.
Oh, that's too
hot. There's two seasons in Hawaii, summer from May to October, and winter from November to April. But even the average temperature in, let's see, record low.
We need Alaska's now so we can compare.
The coldest it's ever gotten in Honolulu, ever, is 52 degrees.
Oh, I couldn't live there.
I have
now let's try.
Here, I got a whole bunch of suicide rates here.
All right, we got to listen. So,
the lowest temperature in Alaska, by the way, is negative 80.
Montana does actually have the highest suicide rate.
I told
but
you.
But why?
I
don't know.
Does it say why?
It doesn't say. It just
Roach, you gonna
let
move?
Me try to find the article.
It tells which country has the highest suicide rate.
What country?
Greenland.
Greenland. It's cold there, isn't it?
Nah. Yeah.
That's Greenland is the cold one, right?
Yeah.
Seattle, Washington is the city with the highest suicide rate.
Yeah.
You know why?
It rains all the time.
It's rainy, it's dark, it's miserable there.
I would like Seattle.
You would like Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like you to go
there. Sun barely ever shines. It's awesome.
Yeah. Did we get the average temperature in Alaska yet?
I got it right here. I wanted to know when we were done with the all right, the go ahead with your suicide podcast.
Watch. Wait, does Roach really want to live in a place with...
Average summer temperatures in Hawaii, or in Alaska, are 55 to 78. Average winter, 5 to 30.
I'm you going ready Alaska. For which professional?
I think I'd have to go to Hawaii. Right?
Why? Isn't why it, is this still happening?
Dennis.
Isn't it Dennis?
Yeah. How do you guys know this stuff?
Dennis is well known.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Oh, they're looking at people's mouths all day?
I mean, you can only hear I hate Dennis so much that you finally say, I'm done. I'm off of myself.
People really hate going to the dentist.
Well, and then it's physicians and veterinarians.
Why vets?
I personally, the dentists and the doctors I see, I think the stress gets to them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There's a lot of stress involved. People are in pain.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. So Montana's it's probably because it's lonely.
There's not a lot.
Give us some average temperature.
There's not a lot to do there.
We need average temperatures in Montana.
Well, it's cold in Montana.
I'm going to go to Montana. Where is it? How do I get there?
Well, it's over by Idaho.
You're going to Yellowstone. You can go to Montana. It's on the. You can just head a little north.
Ooh, weather in Montana is typically unpredictable.
Yeah,
during winter, 50 degrees above zero to 50 degrees below zero. High temperatures generally run 20 to 30 degrees.
Wow!
In the winter, it's because they don't have any water next to them.
The challenges Montana faces are many. It's sparsely populated, the fourth largest state by area. It's 44th in population with just over 1 million people, and it has less than a quarter of the mental health care providers required to serve its residents, according to the Health Resources and Services Administration. A strong gun culture and high rate of heavy alcohol consumption fuel the problem, as does lack of daylight in the winter and high altitude, which have both been linked to depression. And then there's the stigma associated with reaching out for help, which many Montanans see as a sign of weakness.
Welcome to Stub and Rub Ryan's Bummer Hour, the new, new hit podcast.
We got a question from somebody, anyone?
Please. Where do I find a different podcast to listen to is mine?
Good. Join the rest of the people.
All right, so here's one. If you were paid 25 cents a day, doubling every day.
Yes.
To stay in a blank room containing only food, water, and a toilet, how long would you stay in there?
You'd end up committing suicide. All right,
how long before I have big money? Somebody got
to figure this out. You got to do the math.
It doubles quickly.
Ready? So 25 cents times two. Second day is 50, a dollar, $2.
I could have done that in my head.
All right, hold on. Let me tell you. How much do you want to get paid in a day? And then I'll tell you how long it takes to get there.
When I start getting $1,000 a day, which wouldn't take long.
13 days. You're making $1,000 a day.
$13 days. Yeah, I'm making $1,000 a day.
After 3 weeks, you're making $262,000 a day.
I'm in.
I could do it for a while.
I just got to sit in a room?
And then by the end of a month, you're making $33.5 million a day. You got to sit in a room, but all there is food, water, and a toilet.
I could do that for a while.
No input, no stimulus.
I don't think anybody's making it more than a week.
I don't think you can make it either.
I think I can make it.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't like you idiots.
I'd like to see you try. All you got is food and
pony up to 25 cents a day, mother nature.
I don't think I'd leave.
You would go insane.
No, I would not lose my mind.
It's like the prisoners in solitary.
Yeah.
The difference, though, is that so here's the problem.
In solitary, at least they get books and stuff, don't they?
Did you watch Shawshank Redemption?
That's a great film. We should put a poll out there about that or something.
You're in solitary with nothing. Yeah,
you only have to go a month.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Being stuck in your own head is the worst place you can possibly be.
My own head. I'm good in there.
It's been an 8-hour day.
Awesome. What's
24/7.
24/7?
You're locked in this room.
You're done.
You can't leave.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
You're sleeping 10 hours.
That first week is painful because you know you're only making a total of $25.
Yeah, and then you're so crazy that you don't know what's going on.
You lose your mind.
The first week, you just sleep. I could catch up on some naps. It'd be good for at least the first you 6 days.
You're done. I'm telling you guys.
Like the seventh day, you make $32.
Hey, listen.
But by that 14th day, you just made $4,000.
Yeah.
In a day.
You're dead, though. You can't survive
it. I can do it.
You only have to go a month. 30 days and you're rich.
30 days.
Retired. You can't do it.
You can't do
it. You come out and you're going blah, 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 blah.
Listen, we have the perfect test subject for this.
I mean, you're dumber than you are now.
Grumpy old man is having surgery. He's going to be laid up anyway.
We'll put him in here.
We put him in the studio.
Pony up the corridor.
We lock him down.
I'll come in the first week.
We block out the window. We drop off some food and we just leave him here and see how long he can go before he goes crazy.
You would go crazy. You can say whatever you want. You would lose your mind. Well,
I'd be calculating the money in my head all day long.
I think that there are very few people in this world that could go more than a week without completely losing their mind.
Yep.
So I guess here's the question. If that's what you think, would you take the risk?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No.
Because the thing is, like, if you get through 7 days.
I'm gonna look this up.
Then at that point, I'd say like you're in it. You stick through it. Now, in my mind, you quit day one or two, or you power through.
Oh yeah, once you get over,
once you're in 3 or 4 days, it doesn't make sense to quit.
The boredom would be, I mean, with nothing to do, would be tough.
You'd start making like little dolls out of your food to talk to.
Perfect.
Like
you're allowed to
have
that,
Wilson
right?
For $33.5 million at the end of that month.
Yeah,
you never, a day. That's
how
just
much
that
food
day.
Do I have?
As much as you want. Food unlimited, water unlimited.
Oh, I would. I'd make
toilet does flush.
I would make food people to talk to and stuff.
I'd put little vegetables in the toilet and flush them and have them race. You'd find stuff to do.
You couldn't do it.
No, you'd never make it.
How long?
How big is your room? How big is the room? Does it say?
I mean, no, it doesn't say. Just locked in a blank room.
I'd give you the biggest room you'd want. I'd give you a warehouse. You can run back and forth, and you still won't see anything.
Warehouse would be better.
Oh, yeah.
You got some room. You can throw stuff.
Throw what? Your food?
Yeah. I got unlimited food.
Your feces?
What kind of food bounces? Can we make a ball out of something?
Doubtful.
I'd make some sort of target out of, like, mashed potatoes, and then I'd sit there and throw apples across, see if I could score big money.
And you'll be crazy in a week.
Listen, all I'm gonna say is when I'm out of my mind with $100 million in the bank, I'll take it.
People have done this, though. I mean, there's hermits.
People have done it.
Yeah, there's hermits.
Hermit, but they
there's prisoners of war that
they're surviving. You know, they're hunting and stuff to survive, so their mind's occupied.
Right, they're doing stuff. They're not just...
They're not locked in a room.
There's a reason that there's lawsuits all the time about how inhumane solitary confinement is.
But they're not getting paid for it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's a pretty significant difference.
You're getting paid. I'd do it.
Yeah, but...
I'm in.
All right.
You know what we should
do? I would like to have you be in.
Let's put two cells. We'll build two rooms. Grumpy old man in one, roach in the other.
See who comes out first.
We double every day, but you only get the money if you're the last one out.
Yeah.
And you don't know when the other person
gets
out.
You don't have the money.
That's great. Well, according to Ryan and Stubb, we'll only need about $1.50.
Do you think we could get like American Horror Story to sponsor us or something?
I think $1.50 is all we would need.
Oh, wouldn't that be great though when like Roach quits like 4 hours in. and Grumpy Old Man is in it for the long haul.
You know who he'd be? Kramer. I'm out.
Well, I'd be in.
Speaking of being out, let's go get paid. I'm out of this. I'm out of this first half.
Multiply like the money.
He's not doing push-ups. Look at him.
He can't do a push-up.
You can walk. What you missed on the break was Roach decided that he's just going to get totally shredded in this warehouse.
You can get healthy food all the time.
And his plan is to do the exact same thing that they're doing with the money. So for every quarter they're going to pay him, he's going to do one push-up and one sit-up.
See, that's the thing.
So after his 3 days, he'll have done 6 push-ups, 6 sit-ups, and he'll get paid $1.75.
Your food has to already be there, though.
I'm sure it comes out a window.
No, because you'll be asking every 5 minutes just so you can talk to him. You'll be
I think it's like one of those things at the bank.
Yeah,
even that, though, I think that you kind of lose the solitary confinement deal because now it's a form of communicating with somebody. Hey, I need a Mountain Dew.
Maybe he just
says it can't be that. They just put food in there. You don't even know they do it.
Yeah,
I would think you'd have a big wall.
Shut up, bro.
How am I getting my dinosaur wings? Anything.
Is it the food you want, or is it you just like press a button and you get a protein cookie that falls out or something?
I think it had to be limited.
I think they know what you want, and then it's just stocked.
Yeah.
Like a fridge, and whenever you open it, they've just kind of restocked. You know, like they do with the milk at the grocery store?
Yeah, but what about
because it
just slides down through?
Seriously, psychologically. If you feel like you can somehow say, hey, I need some barbecue with some wings from Dinosaur,
you know you're that there's someone else out there.
So it's like psychologically, that's a benefit.
Well, how else are you going to get hot food?
It's just you get what you get. And that's
that's not what the thing says. There's a way you could have
you could have a conveyor belt set up, you know, just 4 miles
24/7.
Away.
Just
no.
You could just type it in.
That's how they send it in.
Turn it on, it comes in.
But you can't request.
I think maybe if you had some sort of screen, like it's not verbal. There's just a button.
That's communication. But then, you feel like psychologically that would be a benefit.
No, I think you have before you go in, you make a list of the foods you like.
The foods I want.
Because when your request gets validated,
that's a big list.
You have a comprehension that there is someone out there.
Yes,
they need a full. That's a big list.
And you put that.
I'll list the stuff I don't like. It'll save you some time.
You better be careful because if they subtract that from your amount of money, you won't have anything. You'll get out of there maybe like 3 years later. You'll be like, what the hell?
I paid you $17.
He's got no brain. And they go, here, congratulations. Here's your 50 cents.
We had to invade a country to get the food that you ever requested.
His brain's fine. He just comes out, he's 670 pounds.
I think by the end of the week, he's playing with his own poo.
All right, here's a question for you. Building off of that, so you guys said you would go crazy after a week. So now you're immortal. And you're sent back 3 billion years, and you just have to wait. What do you do?
3 billion?
3 billion years.
Well, that's too far. There's nothing there.
But you're immortal. You have no choice. What do you do?
So I'll live forever, but I have
Do I have someone
nobody.
To be with me?
Nobody. Hey, what was that show I used to watch? What was it, Outlander or something?
Highlander?
Highlander.
There can only be one?
Yeah. That was a cool show. I liked that show. What was his name? Adrian.
I don't remember.
Something like that.
Is that what it was?
immortal? Show is the worst game of 20 questions I've ever heard.
There could only be... There was a bunch of immortals, but there could only be one. And so when they met, they had to fight to the death.
Oh. Well, that is kind of a cool concept.
Yeah. And they were immortal, except for they could kill each other.
What came first, the show or the movie? Because there was a movie, too.
I'm assuming the movie, but I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever heard of it.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it is on. It's on one of them.
And this guy, the one the show's about, he was like, I don't know how many years old, 400 or 500 years old.
So you have nobody. You can't have a wife or...
Nope, you're by yourself.
Wonder Woman or something?
No, you can.
Well, once...
In about 2.9 billion years.
I'd be riding the dinosaurs. I would be riding the dinosaurs.
Even that, you gotta
they
wait
can't
about,
kill you.
You gotta wait 2.5 billion years for them to show up.
Yeah, that'd be pretty boring.
Well, what was here 3 billion years ago? Nothing.
The solar system was around. Earth was around like 4.5 billion years old.
So you're here 1 billion
unless
years.
Unless you're talking to some of our new favorite listeners from the first half of the episode.
There's no life at all when you first arrive.
There's nothing. There's just a hot rock.
That's the worst time right there.
Yeah.
But there's stuff you could do.
You know what?
Walk around and walk over the rocks.
All our Kentucky listeners are bailing on this episode anyways because they don't believe all this garbage.
Imagine the first day you see a plant grow. That's a big day in your life, isn't it?
Well, what do you eat? You don't eat?
Yeah, you're
you don't have you
don't
to. You're
to.
Immortal, oh. So it doesn't matter.
Well, you I don't want to be immortal, then.
You got nothing to do, then.
You can eat hot rock.
You just walk around a rocks.
All right, rock. Okay, here's a better question. So yeah. What would you do if you woke up one day, you look out your window, and there's nobody else? No people on Earth.
Party.
What would you do?
Is my wife there?
No, everybody's gone.
Is this a...
this is like Twilight Zone.
Everything's there, though, right?
Yeah, is this a...
Yeah, everything... All that happened was all the people just disappeared.
Oh, I would...
Is this a Twilight Zone episode, or is this a I Am Legend, Omega Man, Last Man on Earth scenario where there's vampires?
No, you're the only... All the people are gone. They just vanished.
Hey, Highlander, was that the Sean Connery movie?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah, he was in the movie.
He was in the movie, yeah.
I don't think he
was... But look for the show.
Hmm. I would think eventually you go crazy, sorry, wouldn't you? If there was no one around?
No other people.
Eventually
animals,
you go crazy.
Everything else is still here.
I mean, you could go to, if you could find
I think you could survive that. It'd be tough for a while, but you'd get used to it.
I mean, you could go someplace that runs off generators and can watch movies and stuff. You would be fine. You could travel around a little bit.
Go to Disney.
Yeah, nothing's running.
Why?
There's nothing.
The power grid would shut down if no one's maintaining it.
Well, you just get up with something wrong. You go down to zero, fire up the generators, run a few rides, do Space Mountain a couple times.
Yeah, that's how it works. Because you'd hit the go button and jump in the seat really quick.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Because there's nobody there.
You know, it would be a funny one to see him try to do that on his rock and roller coaster.
Well, they do have the countdown, though. You might actually be able to do the rock and roller. I don't think you could do the Space Mountain one.
Oh, you could do any of them. There's no way you'd get the rock and roller coaster.
Listen, you're by yourself. Hit the button and run, jump in.
You got nothing to do, so you make a little stick to hit the button. Poop, go.
All right, I got a question. What would make you go crazier faster? Being in the room all alone, nobody to talk to, nothing to do, or getting stuck on It's a Small World with no people?
I don't dislike Small World.
You're stuck on the ride.
You don't like Small World?
I don't dislike it.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it's you're fine. It's
you're stuck on it. You can't get off.
Small World.
I'd start collecting money. There's coins everywhere. I'd be
what
rich.
You you're just relaxing. I'm just kicking back.
How many times do you really think you could hear that song?
That doesn't bother me one bit.
No,
I think you tune that out after a while. You don't even hear it.
I'd start noticing things that you didn't see the first 100 times you went through.
Yeah, by the second 100 times, you'd be like, what the frick?
I think all of you massively underestimate how crazy something like that would make you.
I think any song. Pick your favorite song in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You have to listen to it on repeat forever.
Absolutely.
All right, we're back.
Why are we back, Josh?
We had a little issue. The computer knew that Roach was about to talk. And they said,
what were you saying?
I don't even remember.
Who cares? That's perfect. I hope it does it every time.
Here's a question. So before, I've asked you guys if you would eat only oatmeal for the rest of your life for a certain amount of money.
Yes.
And most of you said no.
I would not.
I would.
Here's my question. Now it's not the rest of your life, and you don't get rewarded, but you can only eat one dish for the next year. What do you pick?
Why don't you get rewarded? Oh, so we have to do this.
So you pick.
But we get to pick one dish.
You pick one meal, and it's the only meal you can have for the rest of your
year. So the one meal isn't like a specific item. It's a...
All right, let's say three.
You can have like three always some.
Oh, you can
pick
things.
Well, I can't. You can't pick. I'm only going to eat Golden Corral for the next year.
No. I'm saying I was going to go with Ohana.
No, can't. You can't pick. A meal isn't a restaurant.
It's the meal.
The meal is.
Well, that's like saying that meal.
Golden Corral's meal. Three food items.
Three food items
for the entire year.
See, you ruin everything.
Is that food and drink, or do you also get a
just
drink?
Just because
item?
I know what Roach is thinking, yes, the drink has to be included.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, the drink. Why does the drink have to be included?
So Roach has Mountain Dew and two food items.
I would say water you can have.
Water is
included. Default.
That's good.
But if you want Mountain Dew, that's one of your three.
Oh, all right, then I would.
It's calories.
I like that call.
This is put against me because these idiots just drink water. diabetes boy ain't drinking a Mountain Dew. He's drinking water then.
I can't have my Zevia, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
you can't have it.
Unless you want it.
That's crappy anyways.
It's better than water every day.
See, I like water. I've got so
well, I don't mind like water either. It's I just like drink a variety. Like Mountain Dew.
Oh, then why is it a big deal? Yeah,
so quit your crying over it.
Because I like Mountain Dew.
Would you go a year without it?
No. No, there's no way.
So you get two more items then, dummy.
All right, so here's what I would pick. Yeah, it's what I'm going with.
Do we get condiments?
I guess
anything?
I don't get to say.
I'm just clarifying.
Does it have to be prepared the same way?
It has to be prepared the same way. And I would say if you want condiments, you would have to say like I'm gonna have a hot dog with ketchup.
That's
your item.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. You go ahead. I'm trying to clarify things for you.
I would go with meatloaf, my wife's meatloaf, with ketchup.
Suck right up to her.
Yeah, that's a suck up.
Is my wife's meatloaf a good episode?
Meatloaf, baby.
Mashed potatoes and butter and corn. Water.
So you're basically eating the same meal every day.
That's it. You get the same thing.
I thought that's how it was supposed to be.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
What do you think?
Well, no. What I'm saying is. It's
Ryan's too dumb for this show.
No. Like if he picked meatloaf and a hot dog, he could switch them up.
Yeah, that's true. He could say, "Well, I'm gonna eat meatloaf."
The way I took it, you get those three things every meal, whatever you get.
Right. Right, but if you could pick three items. You could pick hot dogs, meatloaf.
I did pick my three items.
Hamburgers.
And I did pick my three items.
And you're dead in a month.
Okay, you want
Dr. Atkins?
No, this has got to be something where we no health.
Okay,
that doesn't count.
That'd be too hard.
That's too hard.
Yeah. Okay, you want mine?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Yeah, obviously, okay. That's number what one pick. I'm gonna go with dinosaurs chicken.
Okay.
And
why would you go with dinosaur's chicken?
Because I like it. I could eat that a lot.
You like that more than like the ribs, the brisket?
I like the I'm a chicken guy.
I'd like to punch you right in the head.
with dinosaur's barbecue sauce on it, extra drizzled.
I'll tell you what, the ribs last night were
And then
really
I'm going
to
go with lasagna.
Good. You guys want to go to dinosaur today?
And then lasagna. I can't go.
Then I'm going to go with lasagna because that's like a whole different meal and it's got a lot of stuff in it.
I think that's probably the smart plan. To go with like some sort of like casserole. You got lots of different stuff.
Look
going
at his
on
plan
online.
Is Mountain Dew is one of his items.
Listen, I'm not saying he's
I'm not going a year. Are you freaking crazy? A year without Mountain Dew?
Roach's ideas are kind of like batting averages in the major leagues.
I went a
no
week.
One's batting 1,000. You know?
I went a week
300
once.
Is good.
I went a week once. I almost died. A year.
Sort of about
yours. All right, I got mine.
Now, to be clear, just listeners, just so you know, Ryan, over half the foods in existence, Ryan doesn't like. So
yeah. That's true.
I could probably pick Ryan's right
I
now.
I eat a more limited diet than the rest of you anyway, so I'm used to this idea of eating.
Ryan only has
this
to
is
eliminate,
nothing for him.
He has to eliminate two of the five things he eats.
He's wondering if he could get paid to do this, because he's ready to do it right now.
All
right,
old man, what do you got? You can guess what you got.
Yeah, chicken fingers is coming in.
I think he's going mac and
chicken
cheese.
Chicken fingers were definitely on my menu.
Yeah.
Chicken fingers.
Macaroni and cheese?
Mac and cheese was not on my menu.
Pizza.
Pizza was definitely on my
okay.
menu.
Now,
I don't know.
It's not all pizza.
Cheese and pepperoni okay. pizza.
Cheese and pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. Yep.
See, pizza was on
my
list.
I don't know what the
too.
Third would be.
And the third, Ben and Jerry's half baked ice cream.
See, I think that's not a bad idea because I
you
think
gotta
you
gotta have dessert.
You gotta have
your
something
meal.
To.
I got a dessert.
Different experiences.
Mountain Dew's a dessert.
That's not a dessert, stupid.
Oh, it's sweet. It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, it's delicious, but it's not a dessert.
You freeze it and then eat
why
it with a spoon.
Why are you so jumpy?
Because you keep touching, man. Stay away.
For those of you who are listening, the last few of you.
The 40 or so. Yeah,
old hey, man has this habit of touching Roach that makes Roach flinch
you know
every
what we
time.
Should do? Wow. We should just have Johnny and Todd sit in the room with us. Then we don't have to pay to the host this podcast anymore.
Yeah, no.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to another listener who listens religiously, and I didn't know that. Another Zinc.
Oh, my buddy Todd?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Todd said Zink. He listens to every single show. We got to give him a shout out for
all right.
it.
All right, here's a new plan. Those four of you that listen, every day you're going to steal one person's phone. and set this podcast to auto download.
Or every year donate a couple thousand dollars to us and we'll continue to
call it a thousand.
That's what Todd Z told me he was gonna do. He's gonna donate 2,000 for us.
2,000?
Yeah, wow. I thought it was nice of him.
Do you want to rename the show? Man. We'll call it Todd Z Presents.
Yeah. Guys. We'll give him one show.
Do we still have the Patreon account?
Yeah,
how's it going?
We've never had a page view.
For those of our...
People haven't even looked and said, no, I'm not into this. They're not even looking.
For our loyal legion of listeners out there, you know, if you want to send a few bucks our way, we could maybe put out some advertisements and keep this show going.
If every one of our listeners sent a dollar, we couldn't keep the show going.
We couldn't all go to Dinosaur if every one of our listeners sent us a buck.
Well, as long as I get to go.
Of course.
You know what A-hole did last night at Dinosaur?
What did I do?
There was something I said they had to go on the show, and I got to think of it. Oh, I know what it is. One was he got the extra wing.
Of course he got the extra wing. Of course
he
did.
He got the extra ring.
And that's, you know what? It's just so annoying, too, because he waits. Like, he'll leave it there.
You know what he's like? He's like Norman. with his head in your lap, waiting for food.
My parents' dog, Norman.
I didn't know who that was.
Who just, like, if you got food, he just sits there with his head right in your lap.
That's like, what it's like.
Give me that. So, no, last time we go, you get 13 wings.
Oh, yeah.
There's three of us.
There comes out the four
apiece. He knows he's getting it because he always gets it.
Well, the one time he didn't, he cried for a week.
Yeah, that was terrible.
All I can say is all's right with the universe.
He knows he's getting it, and that wing is just sitting on that plate. Like,
I don't just take it.
Just take it? Because we'll give him so much crap about it. He knows better.
You guys don't want it.
Then Stubb doesn't like the cornbread. Yeah,
yes.
That's so, insanity.
I agree.
I know, that is insanity.
It's not that I don't like, it's not my favorite thing. I don't think their cornbread is the best.
I love their cornbread.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
I don't know if you know my condition.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
So anyway.
Cornbread's not a good one to eat, so I give it up.
So now I'm telling you, it was almost like Roach read his mind because he didn't even get out of his mouth for anyone want my cornbread. Came out and he goes, I'll take it.
It's up for grabs.
I didn't even get a shot at it.
I gave it to him and Jeff was sitting there with his mouth open and his hand out like, I didn't even get a chance to say anything.
I didn't even compute the question in my brain before it was gone.
Those cat-like reflexes for cornbread.
Was it literally gone before you computed the question?
I didn't even hear the whole question. It didn't even get into my brain before he already said yes.
Roach was already wiping his mouth with the napkin after finishing.
The other thing that's kind of a surprise for a guy of Roach's size and stature.
How quick he is?
No, how slow he is. Holy crap. Jeff and I were done eating, and we look over. He's still got half a plate full of food.
Taking his time.
I had extra cornbread. I had extra wings. I got more food to eat than you guys.
He got the three meat meal.
Yeah, I had more food than you guys.
Yeah, well, you took your time with it, too. You enjoyed every minute of it.
It was good.
He did say one thing that I've never heard him say before. I'm getting full.
but 5 minutes later, he was like, are we getting a frosty?
He also had the best description for grumpy old man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Give that, Roach.
That wasn't nice.
What'd he say? What was it?
He's either quiet or belligerent.
That was dead on. Dead on. But last night, he really was like that, too.
Oh, yeah. He didn't speak for Roach and I were. We forget he was back there.
We were driving. I was driving. Roach was in the front seat. He's in the back. We go miles without even knowing he was in the back seat. And then he just bitch about something when he talked.
Us or
yeah,
something.
Usually it was us.
I got a lot of stress in my life. I got a major knee surgery coming.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got one last question.
Wait, whoa, we didn't even finish that round.
Yeah, we didn't get Stubbs on.
Yeah. Mine, I go,
sugar-free.
All right, we're pretending you don't have diabetes
I'm
right
going
now,
with
okay?
my wife's.
Oh, another cycle.
Yeah, but she does like this beer-battered chicken.
Oh, yeah.
That is really good. I would do that. I would do cheese and pepperoni pizza and salad.
Salad.
One of your picks.
I love salad. I eat salad every day with ranch dressing on it.
If it's a certain restaurant that one time didn't have their claim to fame, I'd take that salad. Yeah, I might put that in my list.
Oh, yeah.
That is good salad.
Oh, you know what I would do? I'd go with dinosaur salad.
Yeah, that's
good. That's freaking good. All right, go ahead.
I'd probably go pizza.
You know what? I'm flopping out. Hold on. I'm flopping out my corn for the dinosaur's
coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
That's good too.
I got to think about that.
That's very good coleslaw.
Wow, that's the thing I was pissed about too at Dinosaurs last night.
Oh, you didn't get your coleslaw?
He didn't get his coleslaw. I asked for coleslaw. They brought me tomatoes and cucumbers.
Our waitress was just
those
okay.
Tomatoes and cucumbers are pretty good.
They were good, so I didn't say
anything. He didn't lose his mind too much, but that coleslaw is amazing. I could flop that right onto the chicken, and it would be delicious.
Throw it on my meatloaf?
Yeah.
You know, when he got that, I was like a little scared for the waitress.
Yeah, me too.
I thought, holy man, she's going
to
kill
him. No, I never say anything to waitresses. And
I was worried that we could have a fight on it.
Because I like everything, so I just suck it up and eat it.
Yeah. Hi, Josh. Right. What's your three?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go pizza.
All right. What do you want to talk about now?
Pizza, some sort of like ice cream sundae, and then, I don't know, probably a salad.
Okay.
A little diversity. I don't
buy
the stupid.
Salad's good.
It's all right. Stupid. One's got to go. Your options are
Roach.
Actually, I'm going to make this. We're going to go with two's got to go.
Two's got to go. Roach and Jeff.
Wow. Bacon, sausage, and ham.
Bacon, sausage, and ham. You got to get rid of two of them.
You got to get rid of two of them.
Oh, two.
Wipe off the face of the planet.
Bacon, sausage. That were my three of my favorite things.
Sausage is first. Gone.
I think I'd get rid of bacon and ham.
Yeah, I'm bacon. Mm. Bacon and ham are gone.
Sausage is gone.
Is it just breakfast ham or like any ham?
Boy, bacon and ham.
Oh, I can't go without
ham. And here's why I think that's interesting. If you get rid of all of them, sausage and ham are more diverse than bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon's just bacon.
But it's so delicious.
But it's good to have on there.
Yeah, but bacon's so good on everything, though.
What am I going to have as a sub?
Turkey?
There are other meats.
I do
bacon,
not get turkey subs.
You can get the turkey bacon club.
Yeah, no, I get ham.
You exclusively get ham subs?
Yeah.
You're getting rid of bacon and sausage so you can eat ham subs.
Well, then you got baked ham. You got.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting rid of ham either because.
Ham's got a lot of different.
I think ham's staying.
Sausage has got a bunch of Italian,
I don't care that much sweet, for sausage, though.
Hot.
You got Italian, you got Polish.
Plus, like, you don't grind up.
It's not a surprise that you two would love your sausage.
My sausage, I love my hot dogs.
You don't grind up ham and put it, like, you don't stuff stuff with ham.
You know, learned.
You can, that's a great idea. Maybe we should try that.
We learned last night that Roach really loves bananas and nuts.
He loves his nuts and he loves his bananas. Any of them. Are we done?
Yeah, we're good.
Goodbye.
Right. See ya.
Goodbye.
Jeff sucks.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at 4FatGuysShow. That's 4FatGuysShow, all spelled out. If you go to our website, 4FatGuysShow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on. And you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.